We'll start with Duncan.
Thank you, Elise, very much for this chance to be alive and I was born in 1942, so that clears that up. In Boston, and I guess, you know, some of the things I'm going to read today have to do with having grown up around there. I mean, nothing I write has to do with anything, and I don't go into the activity of writing with any intention or idea or anything like that. It's just what, you know, what comes along. And sometimes these kinds of things come along. So the first one is called, Teutonic Knights in Lithuanian. It's Knights without the K. And before I read it, it's obliquely, what happens in the poem obliquely is it has a little something to do with a guy named Frederick Matheson, F.O. Matheson, who was a scholar, taught at Harvard in the 40s, et cetera, wrote a book called The American Renaissance, which was, and still is, a really useful book on 19th century American literature, a great book, actually, and was queer, was communist in some communist socialist sense, and jumped out of a window at the age of 50 in Boston because he was being hounded at Harvard for his politics and his queerdom. Great guy. Anyway, Teutonic Knights in Lithuanian. Horace was his name. He managed that old hotel at North Station where Maddie jumped. Coco, his wife, followed the fight game. Not many women understood what went on in a boxing ring. A few. Fireworks again tonight, she said. The emperor must be back. She meant the Emperor Jones, because he must be black. There was much else of Coco Horace was fascinated by. Newton Center, West Newton, Newton Upper Falls, Newtonville, Newton Lower Falls, Newton Corner, Waubon, Auburndale. The Manger, that was the name of the hotel. The Manger. I don't know how many Newtons there are, but Coco and Horace fucking knew every Newton on the map. They lived there in Newton Highlands. Big upstairs flat. Horace never took coffee. Coco smoked strong cigarettes with hers. Groceries delivered by my great uncle Bert. On occasion, a young woman got strangled somewhere in Newton, or an older man. Anarchists met in the parks to plot. That's where they met, Coco said. Occasional plots. The girl was feeding the ducks. Guy from New Hampshire. You never knew. All the same, Horace was no fool. You could be anyone you wanted to in those days. Horace saw plenty at the hotel. It had not always been that way, but after the war, it wasn't all the same. All the inventors of it had not always been that way. But after the war, it wasn't all the same. All the inventors of Il Dolce, Stilnovo, died off. Is it really that long? Coco asked. That Sharky took that fall. He had him through five. As we now know, Horace said. Horace said, as we now know, a lot. Ever since the Buick on Webster Street got stolen. Some of their women, but you never see the men in church. I thought all Italians were Catholic, Coco said. Yes, Horace said, bookmarking his life of Garibaldi. And you thought Jack Sharkey was Irish, too. So much for the American Renaissance. The Buick on Webster Street was the Buick that was stolen, allegedly by Sacco and Vanzetti, it's in my hometown one night. And they were tried in the next town, the county seat, which is Dedham. The kiss. I know a guy, once on an airplane, he sat next to Liam Neeson, the Irish movie actor. That's not enough to make a poem in this day and age, because a poem in this day and age, it's dark. Needs to have a small flashlight and a cordless power drill with which to remove the screws. Oh, no kidding. This is called The Misfits, the movie. Miller, Houston, Gable, Ritter, Monroe, Wallach broke even at $4 million. Everything happens fast. The post-war might as well have been a guided missile aimed at the 60s. A happy ending for the dog, maybe, homeward in the truck, a second or two before the ICBM sails through the windshield. I'm leaving out a lot, but you can get the picture. Maryland gets U.S. Steel into Happy Birthday. She's hip to it. It's all going down the wrong way. As usual, Clift's nailing it. Ritter, throwing it away perfectly. Those two counter Wallach and Gable. It's up to Miller to make it all better. But no one can make it all better. The missile doesn't know from all better. It just blows up America. This is called another movie poem, La Manuela. And it's inscribed below to José Donoso, who's a Chilean writer and novelist, no longer alive, who wrote a work some years ago called El Lugar Sin Límites. And the story was turned into a movie by a Mexican director, Arturo Ripstein, in the 70s. And it stars a Mexican actor named Roberto Cobo, very remarkable actor and person, who died in 2002. There's a wonderful interview with Kobo on YouTube. It's short, in Spanish, in which he talks about this film at some length. For a lot of reasons, not the least of which it was the first feature film made in Mexico in which two men kiss in a real way. Kobo was the young star around 1950 in Los Olvidados of Buñuel, a remarkable movie and a remarkable performance by Kobo. Anyway, and the role he plays in El Lugar Sin Limites is that of La Manuela, a homosexual transvestite who, with his daughter, La Japonosita, runs a whorehouse in a small town in Chile. La Manuela. Between 3 and 4, in the morning, rain returned. Welcome, friend, to wake me. Who are you now? Wondered I from the outhouse under a dripping pine. I am Luis Buñuel, spoke the rain. Esta mañana obscura, estoy la lluvia. Me gusta este lugar. Un lugar lleno de murciélagos. Just then, a big brown's leathery arms flapped in the dark air outside the crapper's open door. Como la mente de Kobo, dije. Speak louder, commanded Buñuel. I'm nearly deaf, mainly from firing handguns. Como la mente de Kobo. Claro, respondió la lluvia. En lugar como la mente de Roberto Kobo. This is called Down the Falls, which would be Newton Lower Falls from that other poem. It's next door to the town I grew up in Massachusetts, and that's what we'll do. Down the Falls. So this horse walks into a bar, and the bartender says, how about this rain? The horse says, I'd like a couple of pippins. Peeled or with the skins, asks the bartender. Seeds or no seeds? Straight up, says the horse. Isn't this rain something? They'll have to call the ball game, says the bartender. It doesn't bother me, the horse says. You get used to it. Stock still in the rain. That's how I stand. I don't even move when I shit. Well, says the bartender, I hope you don't shit in here. No, I'll go outside, the horse says, if I have to shit. Don't worry about that. These are very good apples. Thanks. You're welcome, says the bartender. But you said you'd go outside to shit. Oh, shit, says the horse. I forgot. Sorry. Gee, says the bartender. Yeah, I know, says the horse. Look, I'll take you for a ride, okay? Anywhere you want. Says the bartender. I'd like to go over to the fire alarm factory. Hop on, says the horse. Here, use my umbrella. So they go over to the fire alarm factory where my father's cousin Norman's wife worked. Only they don't go inside because the bartender thinks the horse might shit again. He dismounts and gives the umbrella back to the horse. "What are you going to do now?" the bartender asks. "I don't know," says the horse. "I was really looking forward to the ball game. I guess I'll go home and stand up." "Okay," says the bartender. "Take it easy." Speaking of horses, this is called "The Name of the Horse is Silence," an old mount. Sitting as one does, sideways with the door open, watching, two blackbirds feed off the right rear tire of the black pickup parked alongside. One of them was sick, its lungs distressed. Walked under the truck to cough some more. "Your friend's not feeling well," I said to the other bird. "You don't belong here in a parking lot, eating off a tire. Nobody does. You ought to fly somewhere else while you're able. Someplace where both of you can breathe sweetly. Somewhere your pal can have what Solon called a gracious death. I have a horse your friend can ride on, now that he can't ride on the breeze. Take my horse." The one bird helped the weaker onto the nags brought back. Then the three of them flew north. Then the three of them flew north into the cold of October, all the way to where years and years ago perfume the fall air. Another one in here. You get old, you think a lot about you think a lot about friends. And sometimes they come along in various ways. This is called "The Dying Plum." "You have to eat me before I get like this. Now you have to put me with the coffee grinds, the olive pits, with the cantaloupe rinds. If you eat me now, you'll get sick. Look at me. Do you know what I am?" "Yeah, a plum. Please, I am an Italian plum, talking to you in English. Give me some." "Yeah, give me some too. You'll have to clean up after me. I'm making a mess. Nice counter." "Thank you. I made it. It's maple." "How about a poem, man? With lines I can remember to tell the fox tonight out back in the compost. I already told the deer this afternoon." "Told the deer what?" "Shoo," I said. "Shoo." "What did the deer say?" "I love your roses too much." A Turkish deer. How are we doing on time? Because I don't have a watch that's any good. Wait a minute. Is that it? Is that how far?
I was.
Okay. Okay, let's do. Sorry. Yeah. I'm not going to do all these. Don't worry about it. This is called Fallen, comma, in the War. It has two foreign language expressions in it. One is die Kunst der Blühen, ja, which means in German something like the arts are flourishing, yeah. And the other is Cosafare, which is Italian and means what to do about it, that sort of thing. Fallen in the War. At the end of a letter written a year or so before he took his life, a letter to Margareta Stefan, I don't know where she was, somewhere with Brecht. You could look it up easily. He was in Paris, maybe. In the PS after letter's end, Walter Benjamin says, quote, listen to this. The Vienna Gas Board has stopped supplying gas to Jews. A consequence of the gas consumption of the Jewish population was that the gas company lost money, since it was precisely the biggest users who did not pay their bills. The Jews preferred to use the gas to commit suicide. End quote. Two. Since all that we cannot hold and keep is all there is. If you elect to regret, you stay in the embodiment of regret. None of the explanations explain anything. Die Kunst der Blühen, ja. Anyway, I was thinking about a Palestinian guy, Ohio, last winter. Yes. I hear him speaking. I always will. The gentle excitement in his voice. I see his sweet eyes. I see his smile. Cosa fare? You call that poetry? Yes. That's what I fucking call it. Art is social behavior? When it is, sure. When it isn't, it's not. Spare me the pieties. Like you or anybody, I am entertaining particulars, holding onto sets, or, quote, mapping elements in such a way that every element in one set is the image of at least one element in another set, a function that is one to one and. Three. Qasim's young son, Hussein's kid brother, Hakim. Okay, this will do it. Just it is written, which is in Arabic, Muktub, it is written. Hassan Hassan, Palestinian Syrian actor, director from Yarmouk, was killed under torture in Assad's dungeons yesterday, 17 December 2013. Yalla Suriya. Thanks.